Our first scripture reading is from 1 Samuel, chapter 18, beginning at the first verse, and it can be found on page 262 of the Hebrew scripture, located in the front part of the Bible. When David had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was bound to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Saul took him that day and would not let him return to his father's house. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul. Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that he was wearing and gave it to David, and his armor, even his sword and his bow and his belt. David went out and was successful wherever Saul sent him. As a result, Saul set him over the army, and all the people, even the servants of Saul, approved. The second reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 10, beginning at the 29th verse, and this can be found on page 10 of the New Testament, located in the back part of the Bible. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them would fall to the ground apart from your Father? And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You have more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Our last scripture reading today comes to us from the New Testament book of Romans, chapter 12, starting with the 9th verse. You may find it on page 162 of the Pew Bibles in the back. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.